Hey, what's up, everyone? I am back with another episode. I hope you guys' day was lovely. My day was long, you guys, like really, really long. Not sure if you guys are from Georgia, but the weather sucks here right about now. Raining. Then I think at one point I seen ice falling down on the car. If anyone's from Georgia, y'all know that this weather is so bipolar. One day you're wearing shorts, the next minute you're wearing a jacket like you are in a freaking blizzard, okay? The weather is off the chain. Other than that, my day was pretty swell, you guys. I hope your day was swell as well too and full of positive energy. My day was full of some positive energy. For me, I guess being at work, it can be a lot sometimes. I'm still learning a lot of new things. I'm moving around, learning, just learning different things in different departments. And I am very grateful for that because I'm trying to collect as much knowledge as I can because, you know, the job that I work for, I definitely want to move up. And I can definitely see myself doing that with great trainers. Okay. So enough about me, you guys. Let's go ahead and get into this topic, okay? So I'm actually going to pull up my phone right now. I actually want to try something new. I'm actually doing my podcast off of my MacBook and not my phone, which is freaking awesome. Because when I do call-ins or talk to, you know, other people, whatever, I can definitely call them from my phone and, you know, just talk to them that way. Versus all the extra craziness that I had going on. All right. So, new podcast alert. Is it fair to jump in a relationship with someone knowing you still need time to heal from your last relationship? I actually had somebody respond to my post. This person is Life Unplugged _ podcast. They're another podcast platform, whatever. And anyway, so this person said, it can take years to heal from a breakup. We all have needs. Sometimes those needs can't wait. But I do think you can heal in a new relationship. And maybe the new relationship can be food for your healing process. My reply to that was, that's true, you can. And I told that person that I will talk about that in my podcast. I do agree with that. As well, and we also have someone else in my lane forever commented and said, nah, get you right first. And I also agree with that as well too, because sometimes it is good to get yourself together before you jump into another relationship, just because you never know how that relationship is gonna go. You never know, you know, how you may turn out in that relationship. Not saying that there are a lot of people out here that are weak and they fall for anything, or, you know, I mean, come on, you know, if you're an emotional wreck and you get with a person and you really like them and they don't really like you like that, you know, they're playing with your emotions, so you become like this emotional wreck. It just, all type of stuff can happen. That's just one example, okay, you guys? So me personally, I feel like, so say for instance, and this is just an example, I mean, at the end of the day, we all are human, right? So I'm sure we all have been through this. So you've been in a relationship and that relationship just did not work out. You was probably in love with that person, and that person probably wasn't in love with you. Or that person probably was in love with you, but they still did you really, really bad. And because of that, you left the relationship, but you're still in the relationship, like emotionally still tied to the relationship, okay? You feel like you need some closure, even though we've gotten the closure. Like, we're not dumb, you guys. We're not new to this, okay? We know when we need to leave somebody, when it's not gonna work out, when they are clearly not into us anymore, but we are so drawn to the toxicness, okay, that we're just like, oh my god, so stuck on that person, even though we know that person is not good for us, which is also not good for you. Remember, you guys, I always talk about self-love and self-care, because that goes hand in hand. Like, it's very important to have those two things, and you should always put yourself first. Never be vulnerable for nobody, okay? Don't put yourself second, you know, put yourself first. You are giving that person your all. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you have to... guys, so I just feel like at the end of the day, you know, we should definitely just focus on self. So I wrote down some notes so I can keep myself organized. Y'all know how I like to get, you know, thrown off topic and start talking about other things. Anyway, being honest with yourself, you guys, it's very important to be honest with yourself. You know, just like I know when it's time. I mean, same thing. You know when it's time to end that relationship. You know when it's time to move on, okay? So it's all about being honest with yourself when you are, you know, when you break up with that person and then you meet somebody else. You know, you really have to be honest with yourself. For example, should I pursue a new relationship? Should I give myself time enough to heal from my old relationship? And we are human, right? So we try to do the easiest thing. Let me get into another relationship so I can forget that other person. But that's what a lot of people really go wrong at, because give yourself time enough to actually get to know that new person that you're with, because you don't know them. They don't know you. You know, you're only feeding them a little information. They only feeding you what they want to feed you. And, you know, the honeymoon stage at the beginning, then once the relationship really starts to go down those steps, you start to really see who that person really is. And hey, you start unfolding into, you know, the person that you really are. Suppose they don't like you. Suppose you don't like them. You know, and you guys are pretty much trying to figure out, how can I accept you? How can you accept me? And sometimes that can become a lot. You guys, I feel like when you are stepping out of a toxic relationship or a bad breakup, heal yourself. Give yourself time enough to heal. Okay, because if you was cheated on, you're going to have trust issues. Okay, you are. You're going to have trust issues. And entering a new relationship, that person can show you, and I'm not saying this applies to everybody, I'm not, but you can enter a new relationship and that person can try to show you the world because they know you've been torn down and broken, right? And that's another thing as well too, like for the people that are accepting these people that are torn down and broken, understand that it's going to take them time to heal, and you're going to spend a lot of your time and energy into building that person back up into a beautiful butterfly. It takes time. Some people want to wait. Some people are like, you know, F this. I don't have time for this, you know, but this is what you signed up for. So, you know, understand that you are pretty much signing on a dotted line. I'm going to help this person get back on track. All right. And hey, that's just what it is. Stick to it, man. Don't make promises you can't keep. That's all I'm saying. But back to it, you know, give yourself time enough to heal. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have those trust issues, man. Those trust issues is not going to just go out the window. And because you know you have trust issues, don't have a person in front of you trying to show you the world and you still like, I don't believe he'll do this. Or he's lying. He's up to something. Or fellas, oh, she up to something. I'm not about to play with this girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you listen to your homeboys. Yeah, it's too good to be true. You know, these females doing, if she doing everything that she's supposed to be doing, that means it's something else going on. You know how it is, y'all. Y'all know how it is. There's always going to be that one toxic friend that tell you otherwise, okay? Also, I want to just say, finding love again in a new relationship. That is possible. It is possible. I have lived through it. I'm living through it. You know what I'm saying? And it can be done. And for the person that wrote under my page, well, under my post on Instagram, I had wanted to get into that because that's definitely true. You actually become heartbroken or whatever, you know, or trying to find yourself or whatever. And sometimes you can get with somebody and they can actually help you find love again. And just, you know, they show you different things. Now, everything is not going to be perfect, okay? Sorry to bust y'all bubble, but relationships are not perfect, all right? For the grown-ups, y'all know relationships are not perfect or whatever, and it just is what it is. You pretty much accept the person for who they are, and you move on. Or if you're not, then you also move on, all right? No one is perfect. It's just the way it is, you guys, okay? And I'm going to get into more details on finding love again in a new relationship. right, you guys. So I just feel like at the end of the day, you know, we should definitely just focus on self. So I wrote down some notes so I can keep myself organized. Y'all know how I like to get, you know, thrown off topic and start talking about other things. Anyway, being honest with yourself, you guys, it's very important to be honest with yourself. You know, just like I know when it's time. I mean, same thing. You know when it's time to end that relationship. You know when it's time to move on, okay? So it's all about being honest with yourself when you are, you know, when you break up with that person and then you meet somebody else. You know, you really have to be honest with yourself. For example, should I pursue a new relationship? Should I give myself time enough to heal from my old relationship? And we are human, right? So we try to do the easiest thing. Let me get into another relationship so I can forget that other person. But that's what a lot of people really go wrong at, because give yourself time enough to actually get to know that new person that you're with, because you don't know them. They don't know you. You know, you're only feeding them a little information. They only feeding you what they want to feed you. And, you know, the honeymoon stage at the beginning, then once the relationship really starts to go down those steps, you start to really see who that person really is. And, hey, you start unfolding into, you know, the person that you really are. Suppose they don't like you. Suppose you don't like them. You know, and you guys are pretty much trying to figure out, how can I accept you? How can you accept me? And sometimes that can become a lot. You guys, I feel like when you are stepping out of a toxic relationship or a bad breakup, heal yourself. Give yourself time enough to heal. Okay, because if you was cheated on, you're going to have trust issues. Okay, you are. You're going to have trust issues. And entering a new relationship, that person can show you, and I'm not saying this applies to everybody, I'm not, but you can enter a new relationship and that person can try to show you the world because they know you've been torn down and broken, right? And that's another thing as well too, like for the people that are accepting these people that are torn down and broken, understand that it's going to take them time to heal, and you're going to spend a lot of your time and energy into building that person back up into a beautiful butterfly. It takes time. Some people want to wait. Some people are like, you know, F this. I don't have time for this, you know, but this is what you signed up for. So, you know, understand that you are pretty much signing on the dotted line. I'm going to help this person get back on track. All right. And hey, that's just what it is. Stick to it, man. Don't make promises you can't keep. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, but back to it, you know, give yourself time enough to heal. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have those trust issues, man. Those trust issues is not going to just go out the window. And because you know you have trust issues, don't have a person in front of you trying to show you the world and you still like, I don't believe he'll do this. Or he's lying. He's up to something. Or fellas, or she up to something. I'm not about to play with this girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you listen to your homeboys. Yeah, it's too good to be true. You know, these females doing, if she doing everything that she's supposed to be doing, that means it's something else going on. You know how it is, y'all. Y'all know how it is. It's always going to be that one toxic friend that tell you otherwise, okay? Also, I want to just say, finding love again in a new relationship. That is possible. It is possible. I have lived through it. I'm living through it. You know what I'm saying? And it can be done. And for the person that wrote under my page, well, under my post on Instagram, I had wanted to get into that because that's definitely true. You actually become heartbroken or whatever, you know, or trying to find yourself or whatever. And sometimes you can get with somebody and they can actually help you find love again. And just, you know, they show you different things. Now, everything is not going to be perfect, okay? Sorry to bust y'all bubble, but relationships are not perfect, all right? For the grown-ups, y'all know relationships are not perfect or whatever, and it just is what it is. You pretty much accept the person for who they are, and you move on. Or if you're not, then you also move on, all right? No one is perfect. It's just the way it is, you guys, okay? And I'm going to get into more details on finding love again in a new relationship. also, you guys, I feel like prayer also works as well too. I don't think it's necessarily that serious, but for some people, like, and it's not just relationships, it's marriages as well too. You know what I'm saying? You have some people that are stuck in marriages and they don't know how to get out of their marriage, or they feel like, oh, we've been married for so long, let's just go ahead and stick it through and all this kind of other stuff. No, that's just honestly not the way to live life. Like, you want to be happy. You don't want to continue to go back and forth with the foolishness or the craziness. It's just a title to me. You know, don't get me wrong, I do, I'm all for marriage and all that kind of stuff or whatever like that, but I am not staying in any situation where I am unhappy. I would definitely get gone. And I feel like that should be like that for most people. Like, I don't care we was together for 30 years. If it's not working, baby, it's not working. And you don't know how long you're going to be on this earth. So I'm not finna waste time, and you shouldn't waste time either. I don't believe in holding people back from who they're supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying? Or holding people back from whatever. You know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody holding me back. So I ain't holding nobody else back. You got to know your worth. You know what I mean? You really have to know your worth. And when you know your worth, you wouldn't even be dealing with none of this foolishness. You know, you may deal with some, but not all. You wouldn't deal with it to the point where it breaks you down and have you mentally broken and you looking crazy physically. You know what I'm saying? And spiritually, you're down or anything like that. And I'm not putting people down that have been through stuff like this, because again, we all are human, we all have been through it. But I'm just at a place now where I want to motivate you guys and say, hey, it is okay to feel a certain type of way, but you need to get back to yourself. You need to get back to what makes you happy, what makes you feel comfortable. Get back to your positive space. Let all that toxic negativeness, listen, exit to the light for real. Like, for real, because why do you need that around you? It's so unhealthy, all right? So I just want you guys to be able to, you know, be big enough to say, you know what, it's honestly just not gonna work, and just walk away. Although I don't know everybody's situation, some people may stay with people, or it, you know, I have to stay here right now because X, Y, and Z or whatever, and we'll talk about that, because it's other ways around that as well too. But I definitely do get it. Everybody's situation is different, and again, you guys, I do not judge, but it's a topic for that one as well. And you know, keep busy. Yeah, keep busy. Because after a breakup or after a divorce or whatever the case may be, you may still think about that person. Oh my gosh, who that person's gonna be with, this and that and third or whatever. Even though you know that relationship wasn't gonna work and that person probably ain't shit. For some reason, we always think, oh, you know, maybe they'll find somebody else that's gonna love them differently, and maybe change their mind, all this kind of other stuff. And guess what? Maybe. But that's not the person for you. You know, there's somebody out there that you don't have to, you know, sweat and cry over and cut your wrists for. You know what I'm saying? You have people that will patch you up and say, you know what? It is okay. Let me bring you in. Let me show you a good time. You know what I'm saying? And how you're supposed to be treated. There are people out there that's like that. You guys, you just have to give time. You know, stop setting these, putting people on pedestals. Stop, you know, looking for things that ain't there. It's just, it's never going to work that way. You guys, relationship, marriage, whatever. It is definitely hard work. But both of you guys have to be on the same page. You got to understand that both of you guys are completely different. Y'all come from different backgrounds. But as long as you guys are on the same page, same level, y'all know what y'all want out of life, then you guys should be practically okay. That's just honestly how I feel about it. But again, you guys, don't lose yourself. Do not lose yourself in the sauce. Okay? So I'm going to end that podcast, you guys. I have not been on here in so very long. And I wanted to put this podcast out tonight. And again, you guys, be safe. Wear those masks. Kiss your loved ones. Kiss your children. And just, you know, be careful out here, you guys. And I hope you guys have a beautiful night. I will talk with you guys later.